Two movies and a London play coming on the big screen non-commercially. The London stage version of Chekhov's play about the Russian aristocracy doing nothing while its civilization falls apart, The Cherry Orchard, is on the big screen at the Murdoch at 536 North Broadway at 1 this afternoon and 7 Friday. And at 7:30 tonight, the Murdoch shows Paul Giamatti and Dustin Hoffman in Barney's version, the story of a man who on his wedding day discovers the love of his life, and it's not his wife. Also tonight at 7:30, Tallgrass's Alfresco series at Rock Island Studios, 338 North Mead, presents the Orson Welles superclassic, The Third Man, one of the all-time mystery thrillers, co-starring Trevor Howard and Alida Valley. There are hard decisions to be made here. But you need not be distracted by the commercial showing of Terrence Malick's often admired The Tree of Life, despite Roger Ebert's calling it a masterpiece that, quote, attempts no less than to encompass all of existence in a fierce evocation of human feeling, unquote. The evocation of all existence is presumably the long and repetitious presentation of the original Big Bang theory and the gradual development of the cosmos, the world, and life itself, via cellular action and evolution through fish and reptile and backbone land dwellers, including, significantly, the chicken-like dinosaurs that developed into the birds that are the present representatives of dinosaurhood. It's all photographically marvelous, and we are frequently reminded of it later on through juxtapositions, especially of water in its various forms and events in the lives of the characters, insofar as Malick has any. Brad Pitt and his family start with a funeral and then flashback all the way to the Big Bang and the eons succeeding it until we end up in Texas in the 50s with a family that nothing much happens to until the very end of the movie, which then stops without developing the new situation. Dinosaurs can turn into birds to illustrate the Tree of Life, but Pitt and family do not develop beyond the first big emergency in their lives. The cosmic pedestal of the Tree of Life simply overwhelms the statue it is supposed to support. With virtually no dialogue, it would have been hard for the Tree of Life to delve deeply into the characterizations, and it doesn't try. Characters are almost static, at least at the end they're pretty much the same as they were at the beginning. Recall again the dinosaur chickens. Some people claim to find the Tree of Life baffling, I suspect because they're trying to find meaning where there is none. Terrence Malick is all gorgeous photography and little thought. Repetition of images does not reveal new depth, and pace is slow enough that one can brood over such subtleties as a cut from a remark about life being tough to a shot of a tree with gnarled branches or stumps grown over, and that's about as subtle as we get. A local reviewer thought about leaving in the middle of the Tree of Life. I sat through it so you wouldn't have to. Jim Erickson, over and out.